This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I take my turn, and yeah, it goes well. And I turn to Chow, Yun Fat,
yes,
and Sun, Doobie. And Chow touches his block and takes his hand away, and Sun Doobie goes, no, you can't do that.
Well, he can do that,
mm-hmm,
but now it's that block. He has to...
Right. You've already selected your block.
Yes.
And Chow says, that's Jenga rules. This is a tumble tower.
Did you...
And Jenga's trademarked.
Did you check the box? Because the directions are on the box.
Well, my dog ate the box.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's in a bag.
Yes.
You keep the pieces in a bag.
Mm.
Well, some of them are Jenga pieces.
Yes. Well, that point was made to Sun.
Because they're a little bigger.
Yes. Sun threw a fit. He knocked the tower, kicked the table over, and Hayes, it landed in a perfect block.
Like a complete Jenga tower.
Like,
or
start,
I guess, a tumble
the
tower.
Game again. And even Sun Doobie had to laugh.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names into the red carpet line by colleagues of this industry we call showbiz. It's July.
What up, what up?
And so politics are on everyone's lips.
Doing everywhere.
And so you read newspaper.
Oh, you can't not.
And it's a man, of course, on the front saying, well, now I want to be president.
And do this now.
Yes.
And it's me.
And so we think about what can we contribute to the discussion, to the dialogue.
And what's my access point?
Yes. And so we have our area of expertise for...
And say what it is.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, I think so too.
Movies.
Yes.
TV.
Doing movies, yeah. Entertainment.
And Hulu.
And the web and Hulu.
We have a sort of thought experiment.
Did you see the new Deadbeat?
Please don't tell me.
No, I don't want to spoil it.
Because you know I can't watch it. The day
during the day, yes,
released,
yes,
yes.
Because it comes out at night.
It comes out at night,
and
I can't
the day
because of
too
the ghost.
Scary,
yes.
Yes, but yeah.
Give
I
me
don't
a hint.
Wanna...
Well, do give me a hint.
Well, he is unable to help himself, but he is able to help ghosts.
Yes,
you know.
Okay.
Yes,
but give me a hint for this episode.
Levine's doing his stuff.
Okay,
and then
can you get more specific than that?
Well, the ghost wants to drive a Cadillac. That was his dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Levine drives. You've seen it.
Yes, that's his famous car.
No.
Oh.
Levine drives like a fucking Kia.
Oh.
And how's he gonna get this Cadillac?
I see.
And he has to blow a cop.
So we're talking about politics, and we're just thinking, what if, think about Washington, Hollywood, two places, but what if Washington were more like Hollywood?
Hey, isn't that what's interesting?
It's all a business.
Yeah.
And it's different ways of doing things, and what if they did it in Washington a little more like they do in Hollywood?
And even thinking about it a little bit, I am seeing that there's similar stuff and parts that is the same.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what's one way that that could be?
Okay. And just off the top, one thing is, so what if, and just a thought experiment. So what if Ted Cruz was more like Tom Cruise?
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so interesting.
So then what happens?
Tom Cruise. Movie star.
Doing all of it.
is now becoming Ted Cruz.
Oh, yes.
Who is mayor of San Diego? I might be that. I might be thinking. I finally watched Anchorman.
And it doesn't matter. Oh, right. Whale's vagina.
Yes.
But it is, if you're doing a Freaky Friday
what
with
is
them,
he, Ryan? What's yes, he, what's he doing?
Cruz doing?
Look it up.
Tell us who Ted Cruz is, where he's running the
Because
show.
I want to see how this could work out.
Yes, because I want to know where Tom would fit.
The question is he, does he, if he's going to be doing politics, does he still have time to do movies?
Yes. So Ted, who does government,
yes,
will have to be,
we know that,
in Mission Impossible.
Now he has to do that.
And so that means Tom is doing the laws.
Right.
And
I would love to know the specific
please,
thing.
Please, Ryan.
Seems like,
he's a Texas Senator.
Texas Senator. Okay. I believe that's what Hayes said.
Well, that makes it because Tom Cruise has no connection to Texas at all.
He would hate it there.
Don't you have to live there?
Oh, yeah.
And I want this to work. And I don't want this to be a conflict between you and me because you know that I'm your biggest supporter in this.
Well, and I already have a bump and just a note for myself, which is I would really miss Tom in those movies if he did go to be governor.
I know.
So,
and if Ted's doing the movies, I don't know if that's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people are turning out to see him.
So
Tom still brings him out.
Tell me why this can't work. Ted and Tom is in the movie.
Yeah.
As partners or even a stuck on you type thing.
Okay.
Where they're sharing a sweater.
Yeah. I just don't know why it doesn't work better with Ted.
Just Tom.
With just Tom.
In the movie.
Is that
and Ted's
better?
Doing what? The governor stuff?
Do we just leave him doing that?
I love it.
I really want to try and make this work though.
Uh-huh.
I really sparked to it when I first heard it, and there must be something there. Ted does the movies.
Tom's doing the movies. He gotta do the movies. He packs them in still. Ted's gonna do the laws.
Do they give each other? Maybe if they switch, did they help each other?
If they trick, well, what if Tom gives one of his awards to Ted?
Yes, and so then they could say,
you know, what would they say?
Well, I'm trying to think of an award.
Oh, has he gotten a...
This is another... Oh, God. I think this might be the biggest impediment to this working is that I don't know if Tom has any major awards to give Ted Cruz.
Wait, did Jack Reacher not bring home the hardware?
I don't know if it was a hardware movie.
Hmm.
Oh God, I'm.
That's the main reason
for
this
you
won't
so
work.
Hard, Sean.
Well,
but I just can't think of any big awards that Tom Cruise could give Ted Cruz in order to establish Ted Cruz as an actor for the poster.
If it
to
doesn't
say,
work,
if you could say Oscar-winning Ted Cruz on the poster
yes.
because Tom Cruise had given an Oscar to Ted, is it some kind of three-way deal where you go to Hilary Swank, who has two?
Uh huh. She's got extra.
She gives one to Tom Cruise to give to Ted Cruz. She gives another one to Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary,
switches
yes.
places with her.
So she's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Swank's Hillary Clinton. Tom Cruise being Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is doing movies because he has the Oscar winning
yes,
statue.
Yes, Hillary has an Oscar.
Because he brought home the hardware. And then, is Hillary going to want to do – is Hillary Clinton
I don't know
going to want to do
– if she wants to do
– like a Clint Eastwood thing?
I don't even know if that's Hillary Swank's next project.
Mm-hmm. Her main thing is not
being in movies anymore.
Yeah. did the locust one and then.
Yes, I don't know.
Bupkis.
And I don't think it just an Oscar is enough for Hillary to give up.
Not enough of a track record. So how about
it,
this?
I don't think it works on any
not
level
one piece of it
so far.
Not one piece of it.
It's just finding it.
And we can't switch Chris Christie to Chris Penn, right?
No. Chris Pratt.
No.
Okay. Do we scrap the whole thing?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think that maybe Hollywood's Hollywood for a reason, and we'll leave DC to the Washingtonites.
And sometimes you have to, you know what, this actually was worthwhile, because sometimes you have to do an experiment like this to realize why things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you never question these things, then it's just the Apple commercial.
I say all the time, all these laws and all these other, yes, it's just an Apple commercial and it's not. Because I'm
marching,
always like
the marching, march.
Well,
march,
you think
march.
About yeah, is the age of consent? Is that random? You know,
yes.
Is there a reason that
if
it's
we
a
don't
certain
test,
number?
If we don't test it
what
out,
you want to see? Yeah.
Yes, that's science.
Yeah, that's just
science
a scientific hypothesis,
testing.
And you go like, yes. Okay, well, and maybe on the
first
other side of it, you go like, I get why this is what it is.
First, there's the hypothesis. Yes, then you have to test it out, and then sure, you can say afterwards. Maybe it shouldn't be quite as low as I thought, but
it's somewhere
so
in between
in
the
between.
Two. Yeah,
somewhere yeah. in between.
And I think you land there frequently. Is it's they're both true. So
we want to introduce our guest
doing the show.
I really wish that had worked.
The thing. No, don't feel bad for me. My ego can take it. I'm actually having a cool week.
Tom Sharpling is here.
I found a surfboard in my neighbor's garage. Oh, sorry. Yeah. But I am having a cool week as I did find a surfboard in my neighbor's garage.
He passed on. You were very sad about that.
I was bummed out and I had started sleeping in his garage because I missed him. And I was curling up in his dog bed and just sort of weeping in there. And I don't know if I just hadn't seen it before or if my eyes had been sort of watery and I
yes.
miss it. But I wake up one day.
Your canned telephone.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nobody on the other end.
No, that's true. And my dad's been threatening to cut the string because when he was mowing the lawn, he clotheslined himself off. So he has been talking about losing the string, and I'm not quite ready to let it go yet. But this surfboard, I think, could be a big piece for me, for the new me. But we got a guest. Tom Sharpling.
A lot of fun stuff coming up. A very interesting discussion we're going to have with Tom on Hollywood Handbook.
Whoa.
So, Roma, Downey.
Yeah.
She's giving me the tour of the Starbucks factory.
Yes.
This is what I'm told this is. This is a factory, I'm told.
La Boulange or Starbucks?
No, La Boulange is actually, I could go into, that's a totally separate operation.
Mm-hmm.
Different shipping, whole thing is different.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, franchises are sort of my portfolio.
Your
is very franchise,
Boulange.
Very franchise heavy.
Okay.
Yes, my Boulange. And I don't know if this is what a Starbucks is or what she thinks it is, but she was like, here's how we do it. And she put a coffee bean in her mouth and sucked it dry.
Uh-huh.
And just sort of let the juice release, in this case, onto the ground, but she said normally there would be
a cup
there
yeah.
to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You did? Was that your experience?
Roma wasn't there when I did it.
Okay, no. Well, that's my first red flag because she said that she's the only one who does it.
Oh, okay. No. So for me, it was a little different. And that it wasn't, I don't think it was the same location. It wasn't Roma.
Okay.
But I was with Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
And he said, this is how we do it. And he took a coffee bean and he put it in his mouth. And then he French kissed me and put it into my mouth.
And he was like, this is how we make coffee.
Yeah. I was awake for the rest of the night.
Okay. That's interesting. That may have been what she was trying to do. Mm. She did a couple times, swallowed it by accident. And she was like, wait, let me do it. Wait,
I can do it right.
Let me do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Let me do it, remember?
Yes. I do.
Speaking of which.
Miss Swan. Hey, Hollywood Handbook. Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names. The red carpet linebacker always of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
Our guest today is Tom Sharpling. And now, Tom, let's talk about a little bit how we, before we get into it with you, really, let's talk about how we know of you.
Yeah.
I spent some time in New York recently.
Yeah.
I'm out on the fire escape. This is how people hang out in New York, is on the fire escape.
Uh-huh. And there's, stoop ball.
Yes. And there's a guy, stories below, indigent fella.
Mm.
This isn't Tom. This is a different guy. But he's listening to a transistor radio. And he's laughing.
Oh, that's a good sign.
And I listen closer. It's Tom Sharpling's show. Radio show.
Yeah. Is this the story? I mean, like,
what?
This is how still the introduction?
This is how we first got turned on to you.
Okay.
Yes, the story starts long before you enter, as so many do.
All right. And so you heard somebody listening to my show on a transistor radio?
Yes.
And when was this?
It was connected to a desktop computer.
Well, that's not a transistor radio, then. That's a speaker.
No. You can actually produce an FM feed from your desktop and then tune into that feed on your transistor radio.
Just in case you're not a fan of clarity, or is that what that's for?
Well, the sound is actually better, Tom.
Okay.
You know,
like vinyl.
It's more we've sacrificed
purity for convenience. And so some people still care about how things sound.
And Hayes called me immediately upon hearing this and held the phone up to the feed, so I got actually the purest version of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
It was a speakerphone listening through it.
To a transistor radio that I was about 40 feet away from.
And the rich depth of the sound of the baritone coming through. And I said, there's something here. It needs some polishing. It needs some cleaning up.
So now.
Oh, okay. Polishing.
And let's talk about what it is. Your show. How would you describe your show?
Yes, you have a show.
I do have a show. Yes. I've been doing it for a long time. It's called The Best Show. And it's
cheeky.
Thank you. It's
fun.
It's a conversation starter. Because then it's like, is it the best show?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best show.
Yes, and it makes it easy to Google, I'm sure.
But sure, because then it's like, you do, like, you write in The Best Show, and then you do a thing where you, like, exclude words, and then you write Orange is the New Black.
Psych. The Borgias.
The Penny Dreadful. Like, any of those, just the things that, like, get people talking.
Right.
You kind of have to eliminate them from it. Esmeralda. Was that Cristelda or Esmeralda?
I think it was Cristelda. Mm-hmm. Sounds right. Yes.
Gone before its time.
It was the best show.
Yeah. But a lot of people say that. And now for people to find my show, once you do those excluded terms, then it's just the cleanest path right to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a marketing thing for you, really.
Pretty much. It's a little crass.
Yes.
But that's how this works. You got to play it's a game of inches sometimes.
And you?
Football.
Oh. Speak on that?
It's yards.
Well,
yeah, yards.
But market with yards.
Yes, they do, but inches make yards. Did you ever see Any Given Sunday, the movie Any Given Sunday?
I saw the one part.
I saw Hotel for Dogs.
There's like a locker.
A locker room scene I saw on Daily Motion. Is that, am I thinking of it?
It was where Pacino was a coach, and then he's like yelling at Jamie Foxx.
No, it's like a shower. It's like a wet.
On Daily Motion.
Yeah, on Daily Motion.
And with Safe Search off.
I sent it to you.
Yes, but I couldn't watch it because I can't deactivate the Safe Search on there. I can't find it anymore.
Your dad's password?
Yeah, well, he moved something or the screen, but yeah. Mm.
You might want to just clear the cache on it or the cookies. Mm. Like, I think then you'll have a clean start with that stuff.
Okay.
The mouse, dad takes the mouse with him to work.
Okay. It's a is it a wireless mouse?
It's got a long...
Come to think of it. It's... Mm-hmm. There's definitely wires coming out of the thing. Okay. So it's not... I couldn't be.
Does he unplug the wire or does it just go all the way to his work?
It's a long cord.
Like, he can still move things around. Like, do you ever see the little arrow moving around on the screen when he's at work?
I guess I have seen that. Well... What I see on the screen when he's at work is mostly these flying toasters.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's cracks me up. But and we should mention that my dad is a retired cop, but he has started working again, and he's working at Babbage's computer store at the Westfield Mall.
That's that sounds like a good second act for your father.
Yeah. Free video games for a night.
He gets you free ones?
He gets them for himself.
And he plays them by himself.
And then he brings them back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, this isn't about him, though, right? I mean, we don't need to talk all about my dad. But but you were talking about Sunday, Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I was talking about
So what's your review of it?
It's a pretty good representation of modern-day NFL. And that movie is just about how, on any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Tebow.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that
Tebow
guy?
Tebow time.
He wins. Tebowing.
Tim Tebow
have you seen
time.
This?
Oh, no. What do you mean?
I don't know if you would like it or dislike it. It's got religious elements.
Uh-oh. That's a red flag for me.
And that's another football thing, actually.
Do you know that religion has caused more wars and killed more people than all of the diseases?
I've heard it's like one of those things. It's just like the girl with the curl, right? When it's good, it's really good, but when it's bad, it's like the worst.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it's not. I'm not just talking
you don't
about
know,
the
wait,
bad
wait,
religions.
Wait. You don't know the girl with the curl?
No, I know a girl with the pearl earring.
No, this is when it's good, it's really good, but when it's bad, it's the worst. You don't know girl with the curl.
Girl with the curl? No.
Yeah.
This is like a curl.
This is like a thing. This is everywhere.
What?
It's like Santa Claus or it's just a part of the culture.
Yes, this is like, you didn't grow up with this?
No, but I grew up in a unique circumstance.
You should ask your dad.
He's not going to want to hear from me.
And it's almost like a social experiment that he's doing, not teaching you about this.
I don't know. I don't want to feel bad about my dad tonight, okay?
So, Tom, you got this show. What's next? What are you trying to do with this thing? You looking for a home?
A home? What do you mean a home?
Well, it's like right now it seems to be just floating. You know what I mean? It's just kind of floating in space.
It's like a jellyfish in space.
And if it doesn't find a home, a spaceship, it will starve to death. Mm.
Just like that first astronaut in Gravity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Who played that first one?
Oh, boy.
Hector Elizondo? Was that him? He got like cut very early and he just went out. Remember?
Right. That might have been the Elizondo man. So does your show, it doesn't want to starve without a spaceship. Is that right, Tom?
Well, no, I don't even understand exactly how it's starving. This is news to me that it's starving at all.
To survive need food.
Yeah, he's almost there.
I'm with you.
In the same way, podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Needs fan support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I thought I had.
Okay. Well, is that the problem? You've been going along thinking that you had fan support.
Also, I don't, because when, I don't know I have.
Because you
it.
Don't know.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I'm saying yes, that you don't actually.
Oh, so, okay.
But you
so,
think you do. You think that everything is
okay.
So
not only do I not, I'm thinking incorrectly
yes.
that I have it.
To
you
continue
know
the starving metaphor,
yeah.
You are going through the desert and you see a hot dog
sure.
stand,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out to be a rock.
So I just see this
sand.
Thing, and I think I'm going to get like a milkshake to kind of...
Well, a hot dog.
A hot dog.
In this case, it okay. would be a hot dog.
Okay, so I well, see this
let's
hot
let's not
dog.
Beat up Tom. It was a stand in your example.
I mean, if they're just selling it, they have to sell some sort of drink at the hot
it's
dogs.
A hot dog and milkshake stand. If, it, okay. if they sold milkshakes, I would
well,
have said
well, then it's a Johnny Rockets, right? Let's just say
that's
it's a...
What, that exactly, you're making my point for me. If I said a Johnny Rockets, then absolutely.
If we just say it's a Johnny Rockets to go in the middle of the desert.
Right. So it's in an airport.
I miss it's McDonald's hot dogs.
You're hallucinating. At an airport
uh-huh.
where you can go inside, buy a ticket and go inside.
Sure.
And go to a Johnny Rockets to go.
So to follow this thing, I'm going through this deserted airport. Dying of thirst.
Yes.
And hunger, apparently.
Deserted airport.
Yeah. So, and I see this thing in the horizon. I crawl to it. I'm assuming I'm at death's door following your thing. And if I get to it at the airport, what is it then? Is it a thing just...
Your face bonks into a rock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A rock in the airport. There's just a rock.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Stick okay. a straw in a rock.
Sure. Okay. Well, this is...
Then you drink it and
but
die.
What is the goal? Drink what I'm missing... Choke. You're taking the long way around trying to say something that seems very pointed.
Well, let's make it easy, Tom. What's the name of the label you're on? Is it Nerdist, Feral, or Wolf Cool?
Well, it's like a standalone thing. There really is no.
Okay,
I'm not a
thank
part.
You.
See, yes. Like a guy.
In my case,
sure.
I'm rest.
Yes. Like the guy I was speaking of earlier, the fella who lives outside, where, you know, we would say, what home do you live in? What,
sure.
What home network are mm-hmm. you a part of? And he would say, oh, I'm kind of a freelance.
So you're yeah, saying right that's down. A homeless guy? Is it just like
well, as you would put it, he would mm-hmm. say, "Yes, I'm kind of a freelance."
There's maybe a reason he was related
freelance
to your show.
From home stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just saying like a homeless guy would just like, "Hey, I'm freelance. I just choose not
yes.
to have a home. That's me."
Yes.
Okay.
And wow. so what? But well, let's talk about finding you a home. Mm-hmm. Wolf Cool, you mentioned earlier. I don't know if that's exactly the right fit.
Maybe not a great fit. I think you'd get swallowed yeah. up.
Now, Wolf Cool is your. Your vanity network?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Like your imprimatur?
It's our shingle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just don't know what the stuff we have now, it just bumps for me programming-wise. I don't know what the lead-in is. I don't know what works tonally.
Not really like anything to pair it with.
Where we could slot you in. I don't know if there's room.
Sure. So you're worried about like a single guy situation like when it was like
thank
Friends,
yes.
blank, Seinfeld,
mm, yes.
what goes in the middle.
Yeah.
Single guy.
Single guy. Yeah. That turns out not to be a fit.
So you
Silver
think I'm
man,
oh, and now we find inside Schwartz. Now
sure.
this is what works.
Yes. Yeah. So you think I would be the... Brecken Meyer of your
no,
podcast
network. No, that's what worked. We're afraid you would be potentially the Ming-Na Wen, the Joey Slotnick, the Jonathan Silverman. You'd
oh,
be
yeah,
one
okay.
of the single
okay.
guy characters.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand your eagerness to be the Brecken Meyer,
sure.
but
well,
we are still
naturally.
We are still looking. Earwolf, on the other hand.
They've got some openings.
Yes. There's a lot of interesting stuff going
mm-hmm.
on there.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be an interesting home for you if we could make the numbers work?
I want to float Wolf Pop out there as well.
Wolf Pop, sure.
Now
just
do you talk about movies?
Sometimes, yeah.
What about debating movies?
Ooh.
You mean just like...
Rich.
Are we just like... On the
your
show, is it kind of like...
Favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, my, Star Wars is the best one.
Yeah, or just kind of like... like the least, the worst one is like Son of Planet of the Apes, like that kind of argument.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yes. Yeah. That's
no.
Stuff
I don't. I really don't get deep into that stuff.
God. Okay. Okay. Wolf Pop might not be a fit.
How about this? Denzel Washington is the best actor ever. Period. Agree or disagree, Tom?
That's a show.
I mean, look. I think he's a really
wait,
good.
Let's see if he agrees.
Okay.
Well, this feels like a trap.
Agree or disagree?
Okay. So it's just a straight. You don't want any kind of explanation.
Nuance? No, thank you.
Well, I mean, for best, what was the thing? Best actor?
Best actor ever. Period.
Period. Of all time. Well, no, I would disagree with that.
Oh, you would? Uh-huh. Okay.
Did I answer correctly?
Well, this is approaching the kind of pop culture debate that would slide in nicely.
It's in the neighborhood,
Pop.
Yeah.
But. No, I think
that's
it's
a, that's an episode, though. That's not a show.
I'm thinking
Earwolf.
Yo, is this racist? Seth Godin's Startup School. Harmar Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Sharpling.
That's a rock block.
This fits. It's a rock block.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's a rock block.
Yes.
I'm tuning in and I'm checking out.
What was it again? You said someone goes
racist
to school or something?
Seth Godin's Startup School.
Okay.
And you got to know about
who's
these
Seth Godin?
Tom.
Oh, God. He's the professor at the startup school, Tom.
You're in this world. You got to learn about what's
going on. I've been doing this show.
The people that are successful, who you can aspire to be.
Oh, okay. So I need – I've only been doing my show since – I started when Bill Clinton was president of doing this. And now I'm watching Obama leave office. But I have to aspire to be more like whoever Seth Godin is.
Seth Godin, again.
And no offense to Seth Godin.
He's the professor at the startup school.
Uh-huh. I truly don't know who that is.
He's classes in session and he's teaching the class. And the startups can't get done unless you've done your homework, if you know what I mean.
Crybabies? Yeah, sure. Fire or lean?
What is the? I don't
nothing
even know what these things you're saying are.
Nothing.
Are these like songs? They sound like. Like Guided by Voices songs.
Totally beverages? I mean, what are we talking about here?
I don't. These,
okay.
Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
Well, when we go in for the actual pitch, we will be up on these things.
We'll prep you.
I'll go to school on this stuff. Like Seth Godin maybe can.
No, that's startup
school.
Wait, when you say startup school, what do you mean? Just kind of like, hey, I have an idea for like a For like a tortilla truck? And
yes. Okay.
Like that.
So you do know it.
Wait, Tom.
No. I'm just the words. I know what the word startup
you've
means.
You heard the pilot episode.
Number one, you clearly heard it. Number two, you're asking me.
Never
do I look
it
like Seth Godin to you?
I wouldn't know. I didn't know what you looked like 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how are we gonna make this work?
More work than I thought. So
changes. There will be changes.
When we go in for the pitch, obviously we can't have the show as is.
How long's your show?
Yeah, a sculptor doesn't find a piece of wood and just go like, here, you know, that's a Michelangelo.
Sure. No, well that.
How long's?
It's 3 hours long. It started as a radio show on a station, WFMU, and now it's its own show, and it. We take calls and it streams live, just like an actual radio show. Not a part of a network, though. It's its own thing.
3 hours?
Three.
How often does it come out?
Once a week.
How about this? 7 and 7. 7 minutes, 7 days a week.
So 49 minutes of show.
The 7 at 7.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It is 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
It is on.
How about this?
Every 7 days of the week.
I think you're going to like this. It comes out at 8:07, which is actually 7:77. No, wait, 8:17. So it comes out at 8:17.
8:17. So it's 7:77.
So
yeah. Okay, that checks out.
So it's 7 days a week, 7 minutes on the 777s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a real hook. Do you get that, Tom?
I'm following. You. This is not making any sense for me, though.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know why you assume my thing is just failing.
Hmm?
I don't know why you assume it's failing.
Well, I hadn't heard of it, and then now that we found it, I think we've already fixed it, so yeah.
So what do I do with the other 2 hours and 53 minutes I was doing before?
Ah, yes. Those are no longer being done.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, yeah.
I have a good answer for that.
Okay.
Which I think you're going to find you really need that extra time to implement some of the other changes that we're going to talk about.
Okay. Do you have like a second banana?
Mm.
A second banana?
Yes. Is there like another person?
Sure. Well, I do stuff with John Worster. We do things where he calls in.
He's a sexy woman?
He's a
You guys are married?
We're not married. He's a guy. He's my friend. And
is he stoned at least?
No, he's not. He's not stoned. It's like not a whole.
Then you're stoned.
No, I'm not either. It's not a lot of. We really don't go too deep into like vape culture on the show.
Who is stoned?
No one is stoned on the show.
At the beginning. But by the end.
That's cool.
I'm saying by the
7 minutes of getting stoned.
Mm-hmm. You're not stoned at the beginning of the show, but by the end of the show.
By the end.
Who's getting
far out,
who's getting stoned?
Nobody's getting stoned on the show. It's not that kind of show. It's just a show where.
Is it a show?
No, it isn't. God damn it. I mean, it's just a show with phone calls and comedy stuff, and it's...
Phone calls, jerky boys.
Hey-o.
Okay, look, I...
Pablo
Crank Yankers.
Yes.
Crank Yankers.
What the do?
So, yeah, so what, should I get other comedians, like get like Jim Florentine in the mix and get...
like you know Florentine?
You can get Jim Florentine?
I probably could swing something, but I'm not interested.
He's taking that call.
Jim Florentine?
Yes.
Yeah. I could get him on the phone.
You're okay, the phone well, now Florentine. We're in business.
That's a show.
Okay. So just the show isn't even him doing his special ed character
the
again.
The quest it's for
him,
Florentine.
So it's me on the phone with Jim. So now the show is me talking to Jim Florentine every week.
Ooh,
every day.
Florentine.
Every day. So every day. It's
7 minutes every day.
We make this 8:17 a.m. so we can call it Eggs Florentine. Because to me, that's sort of a breakfasty vibe.
Yeah. Well, why don't I just change my name to Eggs then, and then make it Eggs and Florentine? I mean, that's as dumb as anything you're saying.
I don't know. Eggs feels like a stoned guy to me. Are you willing to do that?
No, I'm not going to start getting stoned for 7 minutes at 8 a.m.
That's not a show then.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You don't want to get stoned because you want to be able to recall all the details when you talk about all the guys you fucked.
I don't even know. Wait, is that an actual – there's a show that is that?
Yeah. Guys We Fucked.
You got to know about
that's a podcast.
Things.
That's up on the
you
charts,
have to
baby.
Know the landscape.
What network? Who's responsible? Like, what network is that show on?
I got to assume Ferrell.
That feels like a Ferrell show. It's on and brand, that's,
I'm
certainly.
Just pulling that out of thin air. I haven't checked there. They're so big, I don't need to know what their label is. And if they're not Ferrell, good on you, Ferrell, because you've branded yourself such that I'm even giving you credit for shows you didn't do.
What's the engineer situation?
I generally run my own board, but I have people who help me with the tech side of stuff, and I have a call screener.
The juggies?
No, it's not the juggies. You mean so it's like a man show thing? No, I don't have. There's no real kind of element of like women in scantily clad.
Well, imagine
outfits.
The experience listening to. You know, sitting
some of the
at home.
Sounds of some movement of some.
Yes, it's 8:17 a.m.
Frontal torpedoes.
Wow, what a turn on that would be for some. That's like the saddest thing I've ever
just
heard.
Just to get people through just the drive. You know, it's like you're going to work. Maybe you don't love your job. And you listen to a show where you know that there are frontal torpedoes.
Thank you.
In the proximity of
a microphone.
Studio, yes.
On an audio-only show.
A little rustling of the...
Of the what?
Frontal torpedoes.
The rustling of the frontal torpedoes.
Because it's imagine it, you know, part of the fun is that it's imagine it, you
well,
know.
It just
you,
sounds like you, so much fun.
You have the sound.
That's just part of the fun.
You have the sound component, but the visual is up to you.
Sure. So we're playing to who now as the audience for this? We're playing to like Well, Wall Street guys.
Florentine's Army.
Okay, so just kind of like, so I'm jumping on his train.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm. Well, your train is like, you know, those guys like each take one end of the up and down thing.
Oh, so those guys. Yeah.
That's not those a rickshaw, is it? What is that called?
It's definitely not called a rickshaw.
Okay, well.
It's like the two guy
up and
down.
Okay, but you're not pitching anything.
Railroad thing.
Wait, you're hammering me on the rickshaw thing, but you're not pitching anything.
You're right. I should have. I shouldn't have told you that it wasn't a rickshaw.
Well, Tom, this will help your show. We have a rule here where you don't just say no.
Yes, you have to have something to pitch.
You have to have a pitch of your own.
Okay, so you just aren't allowed. If you're going to say something negative, you also have to bring something positive to the table.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, we say your show should be you get high as Jim Florentine tries to contain you.
Yeah.
Your name's X.
What's that?
Your name is
X. Your name is X.
I am X. So you're...
Okay. Well, you're getting high in this version.
Yes.
Okay.
That was one of the examples of something you pitched. Okay.
Oh, so I did bring something to the table on
this.
Yes.
Yeah. Eggs. So the Juggies are running the soundboard.
Yeah.
And it's on 7 days a week, 4 7 minutes.
In the morning or night now? Where did we end up with this?
7:77 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, 7:70. So that's 8. Oh, God. Okay. That eluded me. I don't even know who tells time that way. That's
you can do it on a microwave.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, you could do it. I mean, it's like, it's a really stupid way of telling time. No. Look, I brought something negative to the table.
Yes, and so now
I would
you
prefer
need
to tell
what,
time.
How would you want to tell time?
The way that we have been telling it, where we don't go past 59, where that goes back to 2 zeros.
That kind of thinking. If Einstein thought like that, we'd have no life.
What happens if you just put 77 into the microwave? You want it to just explode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I generally don't even pick. I pick like a setting on the microwave. Like,
you're just eating.
Like
you're only eating the things.
Yeah.
That are you're eating.
Microwave can only cook 4 items.
You're eating. Yeah. Popcorn. Soup.
Baked potato.
Popcorn. Soup. Baked potato, ice. Well, no, not ice.
Ice?
It's not ice. No, that was...
It better not be.
It's not ice. It's...
Your microwave has an ice setting.
You're turkey.
Turkey. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I think you confuse your microwave and your refrigerator.
Once we've gotten this thing off the ground, found a home for you...
Yeah, we.
Yes.
Okay.
Yo, yes.
Okay.
Oh, geez, you're gonna go into these meetings alone.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna go to Jeff Ulrich by yourself.
I'm so sure.
Yes.
Yeah, him and Florentine are both taking your call, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tell me another story. Tell me about the Tooth Fairy.
Once we, put the training wheels on this thing, one of the first things we can get you is a microwave with more foods. More food settings than you've ever dreamed of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not particularly interested.
Peas.
Peas. Okay.
Yes.
I'm having another brainstorm, and
peanuts.
Tell me if this is good. Maybe they're broadcasting from a 777 Boeing airplane.
Yes. Well, if there weren't enough sevens.
Yes.
7 and 7 at 777 they're, on 777.
You want them to be drinking 7 and 7s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just wear a Mickey Mantle jersey while I'm doing it too, right?
Why?
Because he was number 7.
He was 61.
Let's say that.
He was 61.
He was 61.
Did you see the movie? Then I'm wearing
they did a whole movie.
Remember?
Okay, then I'm wearing an old Carmelo Anthony jersey.
What number is that?
7.
That could work.
Does it smell old?
Well, it's not game worn. No. It's just one I would get from like a Dick's.
Wait, what's his number now?
It's new.
What is his number now? Is he? No, I think he's 7 now. He used to be 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess basketball will not be the
a
subject.
Part of. Okay, so.
You ruled that out.
Sure, just because I don't memorize uniform numbers. That's.
Well, that's the only thing we've
one of the main
the only
guys.
Thing we've tested, Tom.
The laundry. You guys like the laundry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You root for laundry.
He's one of the main guys.
Yeah. Well, look. Please, I want to hear more about this jet that I'm doing the show on now.
Okay, well, it's huge. It's in the sky. What do you want to know about
it? So it's in the air. We're doing the show from the air every week.
No, you're sitting on a plane on the ground. Woohoo.
What about...
Yeah, that'll get people out of bed.
Talking about therapy, like you, your experience in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the lizard brain?
Were you raised Catholic?
Yeah.
Yes and yes?
Oh. Yes and yes.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Right. Zap,
show me a big laugh. Ready? Because you need to be able to do this, like, at nothing. Okay?
What am I
doing?
One,
two, three.
What? What am I saying?
Wait. Oh.
Give me some.
Eggs. The podcast.
Every.
Tee me up then with the laugh. I'll give you a laugh if you tee me up.
Okay. Okay, we can handle this. Take it away, Hayes.
Well, if I'm Jim Florentine.
Okay, he's going to do some of his stuff.
He makes phone calls?
Yeah, he's being, retarded guy.
He used to do that character also where he
Special
burped.
Ed.
He burped all the time. Remember, he'd be like, yeah, I want to ask you what's going on at the dry cleaner. Bruh. Remember that character?
Yes. Okay, great. Yes, that's a great character. So I'll give that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I
want to ask you what's going on at the dry cleaner.
Wait, go slower. I
want
to
this is fucking stupid. What are you?
Oh, hold on. He almost had it.
I never curse. You just drove me to cursing.
It shouldn't be
brap.
Bruh. You can't brap. Do that?
Bruh. I could do that.
Brap.
And that's pretty good,
just
huh?
Let it out, Tom. I can see you want to laugh.
Just I just
let
did the
it
best
out.
One.
Brap.
Brap. I just did the best one, I think.
Oh, I got it. Like that?
Oh, that's not nearly huge enough. I need you to blow my fucking head
spike
off.
We have to get a spike.
That's what you want.
That's
that.
No, that's evil.
And I don't do it because
You're not a big laugher.
That's not my role here.
Yes, you need the big laugh, and I know it's not Florentine because he's creating the laughs.
So I'm of course I couldn't create a laugh. That would be
well. You can create it with your mouth.
Oh, so I wouldn't. So you don't think I'm. You think I'm incapable of saying anything that would create others to laugh?
Well, sometimes laughter is contagious.
Mm-hmm. So me laughing at Jim Florentine will get others to laugh.
We'll get others. Yes.
Sure. So it's okay. No, I follow what that is. So
here's something that'll freak your bean. Trip out on this shit, home. So you're a Christian, but you know about the lizard brain. But you can't believe in the reptile dinosaurs because evolution is Christian.
Yeah.
So they don't think that. So is that freaking your bean, homie?
So you box me in a little bit here. This is like a game of intellectual chess we're playing, right?
Mm, gotcha.
And the show is kind of you trying to get out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the show would alternate between me trying to convince Jim Florentine to do the show and me trying to get out of the box of saying I was raised
Catholic
yet I acknowledge the lizard brain as the basis of humanity.
Yes, and also using a weed volcano.
Okay.
You have all the
One of the balloons?
Yeah,
like, am one I doing of the balloon?
Yeah, one of the big balloons. You got a whole set. You got a whole apparatus.
Like Jonathan, the guy who did Bored to Death.
Brap.
Yes, Ames.
Jonathan Ames.
Yes. If you can sniff Ames's sensibility, then I think we really have something.
So just like, but that's just like.
If you're willing
like top
to go
of the
there,
pyramid comedy.
Yes, if
I don't
you
know
are
if I can get that
willing to go there to Ames, Iowa,
sure,
so to speak.
Okay,
then I think we really might have something.
Yeah. This is not interesting. None of this is interesting to me at all.
But my alternative pitch that is proven to work is that's you. You said something
negative. So I said something negative, but I'm going to write this evening off as a learning lesson that just sometimes you look back and you realize you just flushed a night down the toilet getting insulted back and forth. It's like getting shot at by two pitching machines is what this show is like.
What'd you say your partner's last name is?
What?
Your partner you do the show with? What's his last name?
Worcester.
And what's the name of your show?
Yeah,
No, wait, do it. Because I think
it,
I know what you're getting
at. You
gotta
say
there
it.
Is something here. There is something.
Jeez,
I think.
Who can't? I have no idea where you're going with this. Please.
Well, then listen.
The best show.
Oh, nice. Is that
and now that's
on
the place
purpose?
For the big.
Are you? Is it like? Are you okay with that? That's like. That sounds like unhinged. That's like.
It hurts.
Sure, but you're not actually laughing when you do that. That seems like.
No, I'm not enjoying anything.
That's
but
like aggressive.
No, but it's timing.
I know where it goes. It's
so you know
it
where
reminds
it
reminds people.
Sure.
Having fun.
Square's peg goes in the square. You know,
space. The square.
Yeah,
space.
The square.
Square
space.
Peg goes in the square space.
Let's talk about ads. What are you doing for ads?
We're doing different ones on the show. We do Vegas.com and Squarespace and all kinds of.
And they just come to you.
Well, there's an arrangement set up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Why? What?
This is more for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because for example, we'll be like, I'll just do it. Hey, guys, watch Minions. And so now we go to Minions. And we say, hey, we did.
The Minions.
The ad.
Yeah.
And, the and they're like, oh, what? What? Like, what is it?
And they just, they wave you in? Come on in.
Yeah.
We say, like, you know, you asked us to do
that. I mean, what's the end game? You think they're going to drop a bag of money with a dollar sign on it in front of
it's
you?
It's like $40. I think like
I mean,
40
going to
bucks
see Minions, I mean, a free soda or something. Because, and we're saying, we literally said, go see Minions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go see Minions.
Yeah.
And they're not going to check every ad.
No, they can't. Possibly.
Every single one. Every time someone comes to them and says, we did your ad, they're going to check up on that.
Come on, you can't.
It's 40
why
bucks.
Why am I whispering also? I don't know why I started whispering as well.
Well, it's a secret.
Minions. So Minions, so whatever studio that is going to be just like.
Illumination.
We need to get these two guys who do this show where one guy laughs like he's got serious problems. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy just never delivers on the goods.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And they're going to – that's the ticket to this
which
thing.
One am I?
Well, you both have problems. So you're both both. You both have problems and neither of you deliver the goods.
Mm.
I mean, how is this a thing, this show?
Huh?
All you've done is just insult me the whole time with just – 7-minute thing, and now I'm a second banana to Jim Florentine, and my name is Eggs now, which was my own idea, which I don't know why I said that. But I'm doing the show from a plane, and I'm also doing what else was in there? I don't even care.
Well, you're getting stoned to lava volcano.
And of course, yes, we got a lava volcano going.
You're talking about movies that you didn't like and how you like that
you
didn't like.
You tell a story about a bong. It's like a precious bong to you, but you break it. You say how much you love it, and then usually you break it by accident.
You're intersecting science,
you're
religion,
klutz.
Philosophy, all those things that you're qualified to talk about and tell people.
Getting real with high.
Yes. With high eggs. And it's, and so I don't think that's necessarily insulting. I think it doesn't always feel good for somebody to be honest.
And this is getting you in the door. This is getting, we make some of these changes. This gets you a sit down.
With who?
Well, I don't want to promise.
We don't want to jinx anything, but engineer Cody has office hours this week.
And I think June Diane Raphael might be interested in.
Okay,
you know, if we could do June Diane Raphael presents.
Mm-hmm. She obviously would not be able to be in studio with you, but, you know, possibly she could even record some intro that goes on every week.
So it would be me on the phone and whoever engineer Cody is with, what, a clipboard making, like, doing countdowns, like 5, 4, 3, and then pointing, like, go? Like, is that what this is?
Well, it's going to start, hey, guys, it's me, June Diane. Thanks so much for checking out Eggs and Bacon.
Florentine. It's Eggs and Florentine. At least remember your dumb idea.
But I'm remembering that bacon kind of sounds like bacon, like getting baked.
Loving bacon. Is that bacon? This stuff is on mouse pads. It's on
ties.
It's on ties.
A bacon tie.
Yeah. Yes.
And a business setting.
And it smells like bacon.
I mean, this is the one. This is the only thing we've been on the same page for. Is this bacon thing?
Mm-hmm. It makes everything better. Yeah.
I saw a shirt the other day, and you know what it said on it? You had me at bacon.
And were you looking down at your own shirt?
No, I was looking at it, and then just like kind of had my face pressed against the T-shirt store, just like a
little match girl.
The kid on Willie, Wee Willie or whatever, the Bob Cratchit Scrooge thing.
Yes,
Wee
Willie.
Tiny Tim.
Looking at the thing, I could have the You Had Me at Bacon T-shirt.
I got two shirts I've seen, and I'll say them both now. One says, the coffee made me do it. Funny.
Yeah.
Another one has the WB logo. And it says, if you see the police, warn a brother.
You ever see Carmelo Anthony has that West Baltimore tattoo? It's like the Warner Brothers logo.
That is actually the Warner Brothers logo. He was the fourth Animaniac.
Okay.
Yakko Wacko Carmelo.
Actually goes Yakko Wacko Carmelo.
He's in the pilot,
So that was like,
those don't come
up. So he did Animaniacs, then he did Stop Snitching. Like,
yeah.
Which one came before, which came first?
I believe Animaniacs came first, and they did a lot of bad stuff.
Okay.
And there was like that guard, not Bonkers D. Bobcat, although that might have actually been a good idea because he was police.
Bonkers, yeah, totally nuts.
Is chasing them around. From that comes a hatred of police. And so then we come to Stop Snitching on Me for, you know, bursting into a pitch meeting with Spielberg.
So Carmelo Anthony's bursting into a Spielberg pitch.
Well, in his Animaniacs days, he certainly was known to burst in just about any door. So who knows back there, you know? He might walk on the set of the Merv Griffin show.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony just walking out on the set of the Merv. This is the dumbest show I've ever been on.
That's what pays, baby.
Well, what about how you've already been on your own show?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Hey.
Well, he said
but
first.
But I warned you not to roast him like that. He can't take it. Look at him.
But you didn't say anything positive. You went against your own rules.
Well, when presented with a rule violation, one must make rules to break rules.
Sure. So it's like the Kobayashi Maru.
It's exactly like that. The hot dog man.
The one who eats them all so fast and he dips them in water.
Yes.
Yeah, no, well, that's not. I'm talking about a thing from Star.
Joey Chestnut?
No, not Joey.
It goes back to hot dogs with you.
Yes. I didn't.
There was that hot dog stand in the desert that you want to eat?
Yeah.
This show is horse shit. I mean, seriously. It just is. I don't curse on Mike. you got me to say the F word before, but there's no other way to put it. This show is just straight up horse shit.
You said the S word. You said the F word. You said GD earlier. Why don't you just go ahead and finish it off with ass?
No, I won't give you that satisfaction. I'm denying you what you want because all you've done is insult me with whatever, God knows where you're getting these ideas. I'm sorry to mention God, and it's probably going to set you off on a 15-minute anti-religion tirade.
I only need 1 minute. Okay. 15 minutes, my ass, and now you made me say a bad word.
Uh-huh.
And take that out, Engineer Ryan. I only need 1 minute. Think about this. How come everyone's so mean after they decide about religion?
Mean?
Well, what do you think they're doing that started all these wars? If it's one guy's holy land and the other guy, then just let them have it, both have it and have a picnic together and not shoot each other with a missile or a torpedo, not the fun front kind that we talked about before, which I would love to hear something like that on the radio, but actually the exploding kind. You know, and not exploding
wait, volcano.
Go ahead. Yes.
It's this guy.
He's pointing at Tom.
This guy, it's like you're like John McCain when he was like this one.
See, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. He goes topical. He loves cussing. He's got famous friends like Jim Florentine.
Okay.
What if?
We do, by the way, in conversation with Tom Sharpling.
By the way, that's the one that Jeff Garland does?
Did. We've been looking for someone. He's got all this stuff going. He's got, I want somebody to cheese with. He's got Goldbergs. We need someone to take over the, by the way, in conversation with franchise.
Sure, to be like the, like to be like the way Rogan and Stanhope took over for Kimmel and Carolla.
Well, similar. I mean, and I think that was sort of, you know, they were both established at the time. Mm-hmm. It was sort of an equal trade.
Can I? What if I? The old man who drank the
and
beer.
The sea. Oh.
No, not the.
Sorry, I'm literary world. I've been just gobbling up.
It's a famous book.
Words. Yeah. It's a book by a man. But the old
man
who drank
it?
The
Have
what?
Have you read it?
Oh, well, I saw The Equalizer.
And they talk about what it's about.
Mm-hmm. So they sort of go through a lot
of
it.
Don't even know what is. This is.
Equalizer? You were talking about an old man who drank the beer, some
on
kind of fable?
Man show, the man show. There was an old organ player.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what if I got him? Why am I pitching? I'm actually on your side all of a sudden, pitching the him. I'm sure must be dead, that guy. There's no way that old guy.
Very.
He is dead?
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Okay. All right.
Very much so.
Like beyond repair.
Well, then should we – what if we got a version of him for my show?
For by the way, in conversation?
Yeah, to play organ and drink a beer.
Okay.
Like Reggie Watts or somebody like that.
He'd be good.
He'd be good.
Have you seen these mix-em-ups he does?
No.
Oh, boy. He's like
smashing together.
He's like a genius. You're not going to laugh. You know, not gonna laugh out loud, but some of this stuff, it's very funny. It's not ha ha ha.
Kaufman.
Yes.
I mean, that's the level. And
it's like, okay, you know?
Yes. Kaufman.
What, you have an opinion on him?
On Andy Kaufman?
Yes. Yeah. Is he a genius or a scoundrel?
Mm.
No, I like Andy Kaufman. Mm. Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genius. Okay. Scoundrel over here.
Mm-hmm. You say scoundrel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just say it was gadabout.
Mm-hmm. How is this show popular? Just how? I don't know how.
How badass was Bill Hicks, man?
The shit he would say
Not a sacred cow out there for him.
He would get shot at the end of every show. Somebody would assassinate him.
Yeah, like, I mean, those that stand on Billy Ray Cyrus or New Kids on the Block, I mean, he really was out on a ledge with that stuff, saying that their music is not very good.
Yes.
Hey Eggs, T-Dog.
Eggs.
So,
okay.
What? So,
you know what? I deserve being called Eggs because God help me, I came up with Eggs. I don't know. Eggs is appropriate because this show, I'm scrambled, is scrambled my head.
This See, I he's like. Getting, yeah. He's so getting I'm good.
Falling, so I'm improving.
He's getting good.
By your standards.
In just an hour.
Is this a good place to stop? Because I don't want to lose this.
The first peek at what maybe, yes.
Is that like the outline?
Okay. The outline. That might be good.
The idea of we've established the eggs and now the use of scrambled.
Yes, that could be great. Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask a question. Have you ever heard the end of someone else's story?
No.
Then you'd be perfect for, by the way, a conversation. I think that could be. I think this could be a home run pairing. So.
This is really good.
So Eggs is feeling really scrambled.
Yes.
And we're feeling great. Rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes.
And talk to us on our forums.
Don't you have like the thing you do, the hot dog gallery?
Oh, we get questions.
There's a when, sort like, of prerequisite for that.
That's okay, when, like, how, I don't know why I want to do more of this show.
We get,
I
mean,
people would have,
we get so how, we
wrap,
get, we,
would have to
let's wrap
questions.
It up.
We get Hal Rudnick on the show.
Uh-huh.
We do a popcorn gallery.
Sure.
You know?
A Rudnick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Someone of that caliber.
Yes. So. Lauren Greenberg comes on the show.
Mm-hmm. We're going to the popcorn gallery.
We dig into the popcorn gallery.
Yeah. I come on. All you do is just throw garbage at me for what was that, 5 hours worth of show? It certainly felt like it.
What do we – you want to – we reach into the bag and there's no question in there?
That
do you
want to
do that?
Strange.
Okay, let's
sure,
do that.
Let's do
the,
that.
Let's do the popcorn this. Gallery. It's time for the big segment. We
this will be
questions.
The pro version prize as well.
Okay. Yes. We – let's reach in the bag with the question for Tom Sharpling.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Oh, my arm's getting tired.
Oh, so there's nothing in the... Okay.
Oh, jeez.
And this is...
Throw my goddamn shoulder out.
Your friend did this?
No, my friend Mark, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one set up for this. We didn't think we were actually going to be able to use this.
No, it was a button I hoped I'd never press.
Yeah, so there was just a red button over there, and you just finally got a chance to...
I couldn't imagine anyone desiring this.
It says he asked for it.
Oh, God, I'm going all the way through the bag.
Okay, stop. Stop. I get it. Fine. I get it.
Stop.
No, I get it. Stop it. Stop with the...
Oh, my fingers are all raw.
Someday my thing will be as great as whatever this is you guys do. And I have no idea how you've done more than.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.